around the world, we're seeing mistrust in public health. Just ahead, we'll see how this looks with measles here in one U.S. community. But first, the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The health ministry there says more than 1,400 people have died since the outbreak started last year. This is far fewer than the West African outbreak 5 years ago, but it could get much worse. Lori Garrett has been following Ebola in Africa for decades, and she says that unrest in Congo makes Ebola an even bigger threat. You've been through three Ebola outbreaks. One of them happened in the Democratic Republic of Congo in 1995. On this latest outbreak in DRC, you're tracking the numbers. What are you seeing here that distinguishes this outbreak from others you've witnessed in the past?
This outbreak is the first one to take place in a setting of profound violence, with long-term warfare, deep distrust of the government, deep distrust of foreigners. And we're losing this battle not because of the virus, but because of the environment politically in which the virus is spreading.
And practically, what does that mean for the ability to address the disease?
Several things. First of all, you can't freely move about unless you're prepared to pay ransom money to armed groups as you approach a bridge or enter a village. There have been a number of healthcare workers, two assassinated and several more shot in the line of work or threatened and attacked in their homes. More than 180 assaults have occurred on Ebola treatment centers, diagnostic centers, and clinics. And I think there's a second aspect to this, which is the level of distrust is so high, coupled with quite justified distrust of the Kinshasa DRC government, 1,500 miles away, with a long history of corruption, that it is fueling a kind of overdrive on the sorts of rumors that always swirl around epidemics. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Africa or you're in New York City, there are always rumors, falsehoods, out-and-out lies, and conspiracy theories that go around outbreaks and around public health campaigns. Just look at what we're dealing with here in this country with measles and parents that have reached the conclusion that measles vaccines will somehow sicken their children. Well, now compound that by many orders of magnitude, where you have violent organizations that have absolutely destroyed any sense of trust in communities. And now the rumors start spreading. Oh, the foreigners brought it. Oh, they brought it so they can steal their body organs and sell them in Europe. Oh, they brought it from outer space. Oh, it's connected with the conspiracy of Kabila stealing the election and installing his corrupt crony as the new president of Congo in an election in which our districts were forbidden and were disenfranchised and not allowed to vote. So you start to see these rumors building one upon another.
This is not your average outbreak. I mean, you're describing like some major problems here, including the mistrust, political dysfunction, violence that has prompted a lot of NGOs to pull out of DRC. I mean, it sounds like what's needed is a multinational, multi-pronged effort to deal with this. Is that happening in any form as far as you can see?
Well, the good news is we have a lot of now very skilled, very smart, well-trained African disease responders. For the first time, there's now an African Center for Disease Control modeled after the American CDC. And there are many Africans who were involved in the huge epidemic in West Africa that went from 2014 to 2016 and gained tremendous skills on everything from how to trace down cases, how to safely bury bodies. So we have a really strong pan-African response.
So that's the good news.
That's the good news. And the other good news is, you know, we have a vaccine that works. And more than 115,000 people have been vaccinated. The bad news is that that's just not enough. First of all, why only 115,000 vaccinated? Because it's so dangerous to get out into the villages and vaccinate. Secondly, it's underfunded. The kind of scale of global response with billions of dollars, that is not happening.
If you were advising the players here on a solution for DR Congo's Ebola outbreak, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that they need to bring in some serious diplomatic power. They need power that is far beyond the expertise of people trained in public health. Public health people are brilliant at what they do, but they don't know how to negotiate between armed forces.
Laurie Garrett, the author of The Coming Plague, really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.